This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. After 2 months of investigation, the House Intelligence Committee has released a sweeping impeachment report. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The 300-page report accuses President Trump of misusing the power of his office through wrongdoing toward Ukraine, saying he put his own personal political interest above the national interest, jeopardizing the election process and national security. It also argues he then obstructed Congress's investigation. The findings will serve as the foundation for a debate on removing the president from office. In London for a NATO summit, he's again calling the entire process a hoax. The White House says it was a one-sided sham process and that the report reads like the ramblings of a basement blogger trying to prove something when there is no evidence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacted to the news by saying if the House votes for an impeachment trial, the Senate will comply.
Yeah, I don't have any advice to give the president about the way they want to handle the representation of his positions. It's all in the House at the moment. And as I've said over and over again, if the House does in fact act, then the Senate will be in business with an impeachment trial.
Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris, the daughter of Indian and Jamaican immigrants, has dropped out of the presidential race because of lack of funding. She had one of the most memorable lines in the first debate among Democratic candidates in June.
And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Harris had been the only person of color to qualify for the next Democratic presidential debate, December 19th. You're listening to VOA News. Vanishing sea ice, devastating heat waves, and encroaching sea levels. A new report from the UN's World Meteorological Organization on Tuesday warned of dire consequences. As it said, the current decade is the hottest since records began more than 150 years ago. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
That's the assessment of the World Meteorological Organization on Tuesday in a report that paints a bleak picture of vanishing sea ice, devastating heat waves, and encroaching sea levels. It says average temperatures for the 5-year and 10-year periods ending in 2019 are almost certain to be the hottest on record, and 2019 is on course to be the second or third warmest year. Experts warn that climate change has been a key driver of a recent rise in global hunger, following a decade of steady declines, with more than 820 million people without enough food in 2018. And the WMO report also emphasized that weather disasters have displaced millions of people this year.
Health officials are looking closely at marijuana vaping. They are not the only ones. AP correspondent Matt Small has more.
As health officials scrutinize marijuana vaping, it's increasingly on law enforcement's radar, too. Nationwide, authorities have seized more than 500,000 marijuana vape cartridges and arrested more than 120 people in the past 2 years, according to figures compiled by the Associated Press. In New York City alone, drug authorities say they've confiscated about 200,000 illegal cartridges since last summer. The special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's office there says the government has been beefing up efforts to crack down on groups trafficking in illegal marijuana vaping products. I'm Matt Small.
An actress's claim of racism behind the scenes of a popular U.S. TV show will be getting a closer look. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel has that story.
After word got out that Gabrielle Union had been fired from America's Got Talent, the actress has been complaining that she was treated unfairly. She says there were racist jokes and comments made when cameras were not rolling. And Union says she was fired because she raised objections to NBC and to the production firm that did the show. Now the network and the union that represents on-air talent say they will investigate the complaints. The union statement says such investigations and their results are usually kept private unless the member who made the complaint wants them to be released. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A spokeswoman for Jimmy Carter says the 95-year-old former U.S. president is already feeling better after his latest visit to the hospital. Carter's recent health challenges have included surviving cancer and hip replacement surgery. Former president continues to teach Sunday school at his church and build houses with Habitat for Humanity. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.